I'll be damned. Ain't that...
Trace Cassidy. Sure as hell is. The old gunslinger his own self. Now what the buzzard's left of him.
The middle-aged drover grimaced as he regarded the bloody, pecked remains of Cassidy, from his nailed wrists to his nailed ankles.
Someone sure gave him his due.
What, you suppose?
Whatever he did. Had to be a while ago. Trace hung up his guns when he moved out here to take up ranching with his woman. Has him a ranch up high in the lunatics. Another 2 hours from here.
Christ. Someone sure had it in for him bad. I don't know I ever seen a man treated this bad. And I punched cows 2 years in Apache country.
They sure as hell must have. No fear whatever to be sending old Trace back into them mountains like that.
How's that?
Mountain people. They take care of their own. Not folks to mess with. This is gonna stir up a whole mess of trouble, mark my words. Them mountain folks stick together. Yield trail to no one.
Trace is gone, and he isn't coming back. I'm a widow. David and little May will grow up without their daddy. I want you to set things right, Coulter. I want you to see that the men who killed your pa and my husband get the reckoning they deserve.
Don't go there, Coulter. You're all grown up, but you're no match for the kind of trouble one finds in town.
What kind of trouble do you mean, Juventino? Trouble in any town or trouble in Sapanero?
The kind of trouble in any town, amigo. Any town out here on the flats. You know the way it is between the town folks and the mountain people. It has always been that way since I first came up here from Arizona. That's why your folks never let you go to town alone, eh? But they still have not.
They have now. Ruth sent me, though I would have come anyway in my own good time. Whoever killed Trace has got a reckoning coming. A debt due to Ruth and me and to David and to little May. And to Trace, too, lying cold in his grave. And getting colder every second we're sitting here jawing. Who killed him, Wayne?
Telling you that'd be as good as killing you.
Who killed him? Tell me, goddammit.
Hell, boy, 5 minutes after I told you, the undertaker up the hill on the other side of the creek would be dancing a jig while fitting you for a wooden overcoat.
Coulter felt his shoulders trembling, his thighs tensing. Slowly he reached under his pillow for his Remington. He stood, and heedless of his nakedness, walked over to Kilgore's cot and ratcheted back to Remy's heavy hammer. Gritting his teeth, he raised the pistol to Kilgore's head. The hunchback rolled his eyes up toward Coulter's. He curled his lip even more so that his large tobacco-stained front teeth shone in the lantern light.
You be careful, young'un, or I will tell you.
You got 3 seconds.
You're threatening the wrong cripple, boy. You mistaken me for someone who gives 2 dollops of fresh dog dip for another day on this miserable ward on the devil's ass.
Coulter leaned forward and pressed the Remy against Kilgore's forehead, pushing his face to within inches of the hunchback's long, broad nose. Rage burned through him, and his gun hand trembled as though he'd dipped it in snowmelt. He remembered the buzzards hovering over the bloody wagon.
Tell me who killed Trace, you drunken hunchback freak, or I'll drop this goddamn hammer on your sneering face and paint that wall behind you with all the nothing in your head.